Here's the news provided by Ellensburg Community Radio for Ellensburg and the windswept shrub steppe of Central Washington for Tuesday, July 28th. Central Washington University is opening a new aviation training center at Bowers Field this year. The state put up $9.9 million for the building through the capital budget, almost 10 years after CWU first asked for it. Until now, flight instructors were spread across three separate buildings and students had to walk between them for simulator time. Some training happened out on the ramp next to the airplanes in whatever weather the valley handed them. Program coordinator Anthony Davis says having everybody under one roof takes away a barrier that makes the job harder for everyone. The new building includes a classroom and study room students can use anytime the doors are open. The Ellensburg City Council wants to hear from you about buses. The council holds a public hearing on the city's 2026 through 2031 transit development plan at its meeting Monday, August 3rd at 7 p.m. You can come down to the council chambers at City Hall or join on Zoom. If you'd rather write it down, the city takes written comment until 5 p.m. that same day. Up in Cleellum, the city council is looking for someone to fill an open seat. Council member Sarah Hubbard stepped down earlier this month after a health event, telling her colleagues it was a hard decision and that she needed to put her family and her health first. Cleellum is taking applications from residents through 3:30 this Friday afternoon, July 31st. Whoever gets appointed serves until the 2027 general election is certified. And a heads up for drivers, Cora Street closes next Monday, August 3rd, between University Way and 10th Avenue, and stays closed through Friday, August 14th. Crews are pouring a new sidewalk and building ADA curb ramp at the 10th Avenue corner. Work runs from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays. Ellensburg Central Transit stop 220 moves temporarily to University Way, just west of Cora. One more thing worth mentioning, the burn ban in unincorporated Kittitas County is still in effect. No open burning, propane and charcoal grills are fine, and campfires are allowed only in approved rings at designated campgrounds. The Master Gardener Plant Diagnostic Clinic is at the Armory today at 11:30 in the morning. Bring in whatever's ailing your plants. Coming up, National Night Out is next Tuesday, August 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Park at 7th and Poplar. The Ellensburg Police Department is putting on a free Eat with the Heat barbecue with resource booths and a car show. And the Thursday summer concerts continue at North Alder Street Park. That's from 6:30 to 8 p.m. and that runs through August 20th. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 80 degrees with a low of 50, sunny and breezy. The sunset is at 8:39 p.m. with winds out of the northwest around 23 miles per hour. Just a 2% chance of rain, so plan on a dry one. What's for lunch at the Fish Open Table? Chicken Caesar salad, Parmesan cheese, pickled onions, and a roll with pears on the side. The senior lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table and noon to 1 p.m. at the Cleellum Seventh-day Adventist Church. There is a community lunch that's for anyone needing a hot meal. That's from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table. This is the Ellensburg Community Morning Show. I'm one of the hosts for the show, DJ John Morgan. You can get all the news and events for Ellensburg and the Kittitas Valley on our website at ebergradio.org and broadcasting from the heart of Washington State. This is KELL FM 98.3 Ellensburg Community Radio.